CJMQ 88.9 FM, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Welcome. Hello. Thank you.
So Melanie, we weren't here last week, our fault, and you said you had a chance to see.
Yes, it was all your fault, because I was certainly ready to do my movie review. But
did you get a chance to see a movie, you were saying?
I did. In fact, I saw two movies, but okay. One of them, as I mentioned earlier, it's on its way out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was called The Kitchen, about mm-hmm. three wives of kind of mobsters, small-time gangsters.
Okay.
In Hell's Kitchen, hence the name, The Kitchen. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a, satisfyingly violent film.
Okay. Satisfying.
Mm-hmm. It was, the bad guys got their comeuppance. But mm-hmm. in any event, it didn't do tremendously well at the box office, and it was only playing locally for a fairly short period of time.
Okay.
So, so by the time you hear this, it will be gone, unfortunately. But the other one that I saw is newish,
mm-hmm.
And that is one called, and it was one that I was really looking forward to. Well, in French, Bernadette a disparu, mm-hmm. and in English, it's Where'd You Go, Bernadette?
Okay,
pretty close. Okay, Where'd You Go, Bernadette? And what I didn't know when I watched it yesterday was that it's based on a best-selling novel.
Oh.
And it seemed like most of the critics on Rotten Tomatoes that I look at religiously were unhappy with the way it was translated to the screen.
Mm-hmm.
They thought Richard Linklater, the director, should have done a better job.
Mm-hmm.
But having not read the book, I didn't have that perspective. So for me, it was interesting movie
mm-hmm.
with a good cast. The star, and she is a big star, is Kate Blanchett. And she plays, of course, Bernadette. And Bernadette is an architect who gave up architecture. In fact, it seemed as if she gave up all creative endeavors about 20 years earlier. And she is now concentrating on her her family. She has a husband
mm-hmm.
who works for Microsoft and a daughter who's very bright and very lovely and her best friend. But Bernadette herself is very disagreeable. she doesn't like almost anybody except her daughter and her husband, although sometimes not even her husband. And she obviously is at she comes to a crisis in her life. She can't go on like this. At one point, her husband speaks with presumably a psychiatrist or a psychologist, and they stage a kind of an intervention, and,
mm-hmm.
and she finally admits, but doesn't really admit, that she does need help because she's creating havoc here and there. One of the really nice things about this movie is going to sound a bit strange, but one of the really nice things about the movie is the scenery in the second part of the movie, which, spoiler alert, involves Antarctica. So I've never been there. I will probably never go to Antarctica, but my goodness, it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The ocean and the ice is just pristine. It's just stunning. So when it gets to that part, I was just sort of fascinated by the look of the movie. But meanwhile, what's happening is Bernadette she has truly disappeared, but she left, and people didn't know where she was going, but it seemed that they thought it was a good lead, that the family had been planning a trip, the husband and wife and their daughter, who seems to be about 14 or 15 years old, to go to Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess because he works for Microsoft, they seem to have limitless resources. They live in an old but humongous house, which needs all kinds of repairs. And yet somehow they manage. So they get their funds together and they're ready to set off for Antarctica. And then things sort of fall apart, but I won't go any further into that, except to say that there are these really amazing footage of Antarctica and the very few buildings that are in Antarctica play a role in the movie. Would I recommend it? Kind of. I would. It's a bit of a chick flick. And I asked my husband if he enjoyed it, and he said, yeah. He said, but yes, it is a chick flick. There's no question about that. But it's a movie about transformations. So it could be, you don't have to be a woman to get, to find enjoyment and get something out of it. And Kate Blanchett does a fine job. She is an excellent actress. Her supporting the young woman who plays her daughter, who I've never heard of. She was in the credits as and introducing. I think her name is Emma Nelson. And Billy Crudup plays her husband. And it doesn't quite gel somehow. I didn't walk out of there feeling, oh, I'm inspired now, and what a great movie. I didn't have that sense. I thought, well, that was entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are you in
and now it's over.
Are you inspired to read the book?
I might be inspired to read the book. Mm-hmm. Apparently it was at least some of the critics say it was just a much better book than it turned out to be a movie.
Okay.
And but I also now know the story, so maybe I won't be so interested in the book. Mm-hmm. I'll see, there's so many books out there to read. Anyway, so that's Where'd You Go, Bernadette?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say rush to your theater and see it, but I can say that, yes, if you go and see it, you'll probably enjoy it. It's certainly a kind of a grown-up movie. There's a certain amount of bad language in there.
Okay.
What can I say? But it was okay. It was good. I think possibly my husband liked it more than I did, but I would not say don't go and see this. I give it a kind of a thumbs half up. Mm-hmm. Not quite all the way up, but certainly not all the way down. Anyway, that's that movie. And of the movies that are still around, the newish, Angry Birds 2 is in English. I didn't see it, but I did watch a couple of the trailers, and it looks adorable.
Okay.
It looks like a movie I would really like to see, because I'm a sort of a cartoon fan. And what's interesting to me is the voice cast. They have people who are the performers who are the voices of the Angry Birds, and apparently there are pigs in this one, green piggies. They have great voice cast. Jason Sudeikis and Josh Gad and Danny McBride and Peter Dinklage. Bill Hader. Anyway, these names may not mean much to you, but they mean something to me, and these are people who are usually sort of in the movies. They're not just busy doing... I guess it's an easy way to make some money, actually, is to do voice cartoon characters that you're never seen.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the second movie, and I suspect that there will be an Angry Birds movie 3 somewhere in our future. It does look very cute. And audiences are loving it. 86% think, yay, this is great.
Yeah.
Critics also... they like it too. They say, you know, it's cute. It's, of course, it's improbable because it's a cartoon, but it says it's a delightfully entertaining flight, landing humorous hits along the way. So it would be one that if you have kids, and especially kids who know the Angry Birds characters, who are a computer game, they had very humble beginnings in the Angry Birds, but now they're in not one but two movies, so they've come a long way. So I think it won't be a waste of anybody's time. The other one, let's see, we have another movie which again I didn't see, but it's playing in English, is called Good Boys, bon garçon, French, and it's yeah, Good Boys, and it has three kind of preteens. They look like they're 12 or 13-ish, and they are getting into all kinds of trouble because they're in a hurry to grow up. And it's made, it's a movie that comes from the same people, the same studio that have made other incredibly raunchy movies like Sausage Party. So I thought, yeah, you know, this is probably good fun, but okay. I may leave it to someone else to see it. It looks from the trailers, it looks as if it could be something that would be a little offensive to people over a certain age. But I could probably sit through it fine, but I also probably won't. So, that's there. It's called Good Boys. It is 13 plus. Mm-hmm. So if you have little kids, don't take them. The another movie in English, which I did see and which I recommended highly in a previous show, is the film called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still there in both French and English.
Okay.
So that's good. And if you haven't seen it, yes, I would say go see that one. It's a bit of a classic. And the other one in English and French is that I reviewed last time is the Hobbs and Shaw. And that actually is just a hoot. I was thinking about it afterwards, and I thought, that was so much fun. That movie had wonderful special effects and action. The action scenes are really amazing. And the two very likable co-stars who are Jason Statham and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, of the movies that are playing there now, I would say Hobbs and Shaw is a good bet. And I think that's not, I think that one is probably a 13 and up. Actually, no, it didn't say what the classification was. So maybe you could be under 13 and go see it and just really enjoy the stunts with motorcycles and cars. It doesn't say that there's an age limitation. And the one Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Tarantino. Can't go too wrong with a Tarantino movie. So that's what's playing. Oh, I'm sorry. And there's a scary movie.
Okay.
It's still the French and English scary movie, which I think is called something like Scary Movie. It's called Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. And I think there's a pretty high humor component. So it's fun. The interesting thing here is that the English version is only showing at 9:25 at night.
Oh, that is interesting.
Right off the bat. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to see it. But if you like scary movies, and this one apparently is especially effective for, I think somewhere one of the critics said, if you're a younger person who really likes scary movies, like my grandson, then this is probably the perfect movie for them. So that's what's playing locally. And in the next little while, in fact, there is indeed nothing special. Mm. Sometimes there's too many good movies and sometimes there's not enough. Mm-hmm. And I think that in terms of what's coming soon, there's one, exactly one English movie which begins August 23rd.
Okay.
And it's called Angel Has Fallen.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't know anything about that, except that there's an English version. And then almost everything, in fact, after that is in French.
Mm.
Sometimes French and English, but mostly just French. And that goes into September.
Mm-hmm.
So I may still get a chance to see Angry Birds because I don't think that there's anything else that I'm going to want to see anytime really soon. I'll have a quick check at Angel Has Fallen. Oh, here we are. It's a movie featuring Gerard Butler in a role that it, I think it's his third movie in the same role, where he plays one of the president's secret service.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he gets, you know, there's all kinds of terrible things that, mm-hmm. that happen. So mm-hmm. again, I don't know anything about it, except that based on the trailer and this character, I would say, you know, there's lots and lots of action and violence.
So. Okay.
So if you like that, this is probably one to see. And this one does begin on the 23rd
mm-hmm.
in English.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's it for now. Nothing else much. If I get over there, I will actually speak to the manager, who is a very nice young man, and say, what are the possibilities of getting blinded by the light mm-hmm. anytime soon, and see what he has to say.
Good.
If he thinks that there are people out there who would like to see it,
mm-hmm.
and he's able to get it, then I suspect he will. They are, I think, not allowed to bring in movies that don't have a French version.
Right, mm-hmm, probably.
Mm-hmm. Either French subtitles or mm-hmm. a fully French version. So maybe that's the problem, that mm-hmm. it's not available in French.
Mm-hmm.
So hence it's not available to us in English either. I don't know, but I will... next time I'm downtown, I'll mm-hmm. stop in and ask.
Okay. Well, we thank you, Melanie.
You're welcome.